1888, Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. This is the application for Upesh Yas. I'm sure I said that wrong, and I apologize before anybody else speaks. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel land lying being in Indian River 100 in Sussex County on a parcel containing 26,596 square feet, more or less. Property is located northwest corner of the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and Indian Mission Road, Route 5. The 911 address is 24858 John J. Williams Highway, Millsboro. The tax map ID is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 269.08. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on October 29th of 2015. The commission in the public hearing process was provided with a copy of the survey site plan of the existing improvements on this site, which is a gas station convenience store, and a proposed revised survey site plan for the proposed improvements to replace the convenience store and gas pumps, or the convenience store on this site, with a new store. The property is owned AR1. The use was there prior to zoning. It was there prior to the Nanticoke Crossing Shopping Center, which just wraps around it. The record shows that in your report that DelDOT did provide comments, the Conservation District provided comments, County Engineering provided comments. During the public hearing, Jim Clark, architect, was present on behalf of the applicants and gave testimony and made a reference to the location, the intent, and the changes that are proposed. And reference again that the Nanticoke Crossing Shopping Center is zoned C1 general commercial. So basically it's surrounded by commercial property. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1788 for a change of zone from AR1 agriculture residential to CR1 commercial residential based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site has been used as a gas station for decades. The use predates zoning, which is why the zoning has remained as AR1 agriculture residential. Two, the site is surrounded by a shopping center that was zoned to C1 general commercial. This property should have been rezoned to C1 general commercial at the same time, but it was not. Three, the area is surrounded by commercial zoning and uses. This rezoning will make the parcel consistent with surrounding zonings and uses. Four, CR1 commercial residential is appropriate for this location at the intersection of Route 5 and Route 24. Five, the rezoning will make the long-standing use of the property consistent with the property zoning. And six, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion did carry 5-0. To date, we received no additional correspondence from any individual or agency. So if you have any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer them.
Any questions?
Nope.
Doug, would the applicant come forward or your representative make your presentation?
Hi, I'm Jim Clark, 734 Union Street, Milton. I think the issue today is whether or not these variances on the property line are okay. And this canopy, we're not going to replace or touch. Basically, just reside it. So that stays. The actual convenience store will be replaced. And the setback on that canopy is 13 inches, to be exact. It may end up being 12, but, you know, it's real close. And then the other thing was that the gas pump is 9.1 feet from the property line, and that's in violation of code. But the property line changed when they widened the highway, so It used to be okay. So that's the story. Any questions?
No.
Okay, well, really, the issue is the change of zone application.
Well.
Not just the variance, so we need to discuss that.
Yeah.
Well, you're asking to change, you're not the applicant.
Yes.
To change the zone, because everything around you is zone CR1, is that why you're?
Right. That too.
Everybody else.
That too.
Because now it's AR1.
Right. And that's the application before us, is the change of zone.
What he's proposing will need to go for a variance to the Board of Adjustment, is what you just, I think, alluded to. Okay, well, we don't deal with that part, we're just going to deal with.
Okay, I keep getting, we're going along.
That's all right. It makes sense to.
And what we're doing today is the change of zone.
Yes, okay, all right.
You need to tell us why you want to change it from AR1 to CR1.
Well, this is obviously a commercial use that we've had all along, and we just want to keep it.
Perfect.
There you go.
Mr. Lang, you have anything?
Yes.
Yeah, just so Dan Jay, the property when it was built was non-conforming. It was created before zoning. Deldot, in its infinite wisdom in making improvements to Route 24 Long Neck Road, did take right away from both 24 side and Indian Mission side. So they lost right away, that's why their setbacks now are correct.
Have the improvements, like the curbs and entrances, already been redesigned when they did the road work years ago?
They probably have been, but they will be required to go back to Deldot and get a new entrance, location approval and permits.
And they may just rubber stamp what's already there?
They may not.
We hope.
They may want to take additional right away, so they may be granted.
Additional right away?
They may. So it's a situation there where it's existing use, and it's, there was some taking of the property from the original. So I have a copy of the original and a copy of the proposed.
But the taking, like other takings, is usually been, they were rewarded. But they didn't just take it outright, did they? Sometimes, I'm sure they did, but a lot of times they take easements and pay the property.
And this intersection, because of all the growth in the area.
Right.
Maybe it taken, it may not, I can't say that.
I can't, we don't know, but it doesn't.
We're worried about the curb entrances. That's what we're worried about. They'll probably end up cutting their entrances back.
Well, it's a tough corner.
It is.
It's a very tough, difficult corner.
I don't think it's all that dangerous, but we'll see what they say.
We can't make it go away.
No.
Basically, you want to put a new store on the site.
Yes.
And you want to have zone CR1 to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's around CR1.
Right.
That's your rationale, I would say.
Exactly.
And what you presented at planning and zoning hearing, which all probably right.
Any other questions?
I just want to clarify. So, I mean, Deldot took some land, but I mean, that's not going to affect the operation of the business.
I don't see where
that's a material issue. That's something that might go to Board of Adjustment.
Possible dedication, possible relocation.
Right.
Entrance, sometimes they would require closure and relocation of the entrances. Totally up to Deldot.
But we're still looking at an operation that's likely to work, be adequate.
I believe it was stated that the canopy was going to stay as it is located.
Exactly. The frame.
If they don't change it, if they change the face and add to, then they will still need a variance.
Yes. Okay.
Gas pumps are typically required to be at least 20 feet from the property line.
Right.
And the canopy is the same as if it were a commercial building, so there's going to be a variance required for a canopy.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions of council? Anything else you want to present?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
Anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Hearing none, is there anyone who'd like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing in this matter, and with the council's permission, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. Is it okay with council, close public record?
Yes.
Ask Mr. Mortar, your short title.
Yes, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 26,596 square feet, more or less, located at the northwest corner of the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and Indian Mission Road, Route 5, tax ID number 2-34-23-269.08, with a 911 address of 24858 John J. Williams Highway, Millsboro, for reasons given by planning as zoning is 1 through 6 in your package.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure, counsel.
I move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Deaver, second, Mr. Arlett, to approve change of zone 1788 for the reasons as read into the record at the planning and zoning hearing. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I vote yes, and for the very reasons you just gave us, planning and zoning reasons.
Mr. Cole.
Yes, I'll vote yes, and I support the PNC's reasons for changes.
Mr. Arlett.
I too will vote yes, and it's obviously a common sense decision as it relates to what's around this parcel and, you know, per the recommendation of planning and zoning, so yes.
I also agree with planning and zoning. It certainly makes sense to have it changed to CR1 and for the reasons they stated. I'll vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And then a motion to adjourn?
Yes, I'll make that.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
We have motion carried. We're now adjourned.